elven artifacts. Check this out. Mibby pulled the elven arrowhead he had found earlier from his pocket and handed it to Umbro. The monk turned the arrowhead over and over in his hands, grinning. It's probably about 12,000 years old. Farson seized the arrowhead and admired it.
There ain't no way this arrowhead's 12,000 years old, you moron. The world's only 6,000 right on the nose.
Mibby looked at Farson like he's crazy. Farson mocked his gawk and said,
What, you two? Jeebus jelly shit.
So, you're a thou shalt? Asked Mibby. I used to be one, but now I'm free. Mibby was still feeling euphoric and warm, relaxed by the wine. It was long-lasting. He could still taste Murpleberry on his lips.
Well, I don't go to church on Sunday and Gross Day, or tithe 15% of my income, but yeah, I believe.
Farson answered. Mibby had to remind Farson three times to hand that arrowhead back. Farson looked pissed off when he finally gave it up.
What use is it to you anyway? You don't even hunt.
Have you heard of the folded eclipse? Omero asked.
No one had.
It happens once every 137 years. The space between the other years is thin. During this universe phase, and a few other suns will shine onto our planet with strange, beautiful hues that can blind or permanently alter vision. But as a child, I would often explore the elven ruins that were plentiful back then. The more valuable items like artifacts decorated with golden gems were long gone. But back then, most items of elven culture were thought of as worthless. That's why so many of those old buildings have been torn down and left without a trace.
There's a small section of elven wall in my parents' garden, Mibby said. Some guy told me it was a little over 200 years old.
Omro continued. One of the artifacts I found was a special pair of glasses. There was a couple winding levers that spun around these banks of colorful, colored crystal lenses, locking in place over the eyes in different patterns. The lenses had elven runes to describe the configurations. One of the configurations allowed the wearer to see without a worry during a folded eclipse. There were also settings for a night vision, finding secret doors, and many I have no idea what they did. So, everybody else was staying inside with their shades drawn. I went outside to experience the eclipse. All the normal animals had found shelter. They knew what was coming. Their blood that tells them, and they find shelter. But there were many other animals. Great birds tall as a man's hip, with bright feathers and wide, wedgy beaks. Tiny cats as long as my thumb. Many strange snakes and insects. Animals from the future, animals from the past, come out during the folded eclipse. Animals come out from a million worlds that coexist in the same space that ours does.